Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gonna have to get a little serious now as we head out of the waitfor.com hotline. Welcome in Dr. Aldoan Tart. He is a psychologist, a minister, a speaker, an author, and he's a frequent psychology expert for both CNN and also for Headline News. He's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dr. Tart, I'm going to go before, and I know we're going to get into a lot of stuff with athletes and stuff like that, but I want to ask a question that I think regards for all of us. The pandemic had such an effect on a lot of people's mental health because for a lot of folks it represented a very drastic change in life and in lifestyles. What's the biggest struggles that you are finding coming out of this pandemic now, hopefully, that people are struggling with?
Well, the biggest one is whether to get vaccinated or not at different rates. So a lot of that is cultural. And you can imagine in the same household that you can have a grandma, a mom, and then kids have three different ideas about whether to get the vaccine. So that's one. Another one is just the anxiety of actually after you're vaccinated, what you're supposed to do. Like, hey, Chris, we don't really know what we're supposed to do. Keep your mask on. Do you keep it off? What about outside? And then a lot of the biggest one, though, that I've seen, in addition to those two, is what happens to the relationship in the family when you've been working from home. So you're trying to work and be productive, and then one of you has to manage the kids. If you're blessed enough to have a partner who lives with you, do you have to do schooling? And God bless you. If you have young kids and you're trying to help them through Zoom, all those things at the same time, they just don't work. So doing that for a year plus has really taxed marriages, peace of mind, and families.
Now, Dr. Tark, I'm glad that you can join us. I'm a big fan of yours. When you look at high schools, you look at universities, you look at pro teams, how important is it for them to have someone who specializes in mental health on board to deal with a lot of issues that they have nowadays?
I think that should be required. And matter of fact, it is required. I mean, you know, most of my work is with the NBA. Every single NBA team gives players access to not one, not two, but three psychologists. You know, so one that works for the team, one that works for the league, and then one that's independent of all three so that they have an option. And so, because a lot of times people think about the athlete, but you all know this from, you know, Perry, you being an athlete, and Chris, you being around them all the time. They think about the athlete and not the person and everything that's going on in his or her life.
Speak on it.
So
say it again.
Going on in their life. The number one thing that affects all of us with productivity is stress. And so they just think that an athlete's supposed to go out there and perform and not even ask or not even care about what's going on in his or her life. So because of social media, high school students are scrutinized. Shoot, I see stuff on Instagram, kids in middle school being scrutinized. So because of all the scrutiny, have to have someone that cares about the player's overall 360-degree life.
And Dr. Tark, I want to piggyback on what you just said, because I've noticed this even in my life, and then people being around people who have accomplished a lot of things in their life, right? So we're so used to people always coming to us, hey, can you do this for me? Can I have this? Can I have that? When in actuality, in our life, all we want people to do is just text us and be like, hey, how's your day going? What's bothering you? You know what I mean? Things that are that simple are beneficial for athletes and people who've done well for themselves in life, right? Because, like I said, we always have people grabbing at us, tugging on us, but people don't have that same energy when it comes to asking us, how was your day? How was your family? How are things going? What's bothering you? So I think that's big as well when you talk about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did a whole workshop when I used to be with the Oklahoma City Thunder about how to say no to family. We did role plays. I talked to their families on the phone, you know, and it's really about helping them feel comfortable with saying no, and actually proactively. Here, I'm giving this to anyone. This is not just about being an athlete, but this is anyone who's publicly known or doing well for themselves. You have to be proactive in going to your family and friends, if you can, and saying, this is how I need you to this is what I need from you. This is how I like things to do. If I come to the cookout, I don't want people asking me for money. I understand, but I need us to have a conversation first about you checking on me, but not every time you checking on me, asking for tickets, helping with this. Mama calling and daddy calling about the church needing that. And so you have to remind people that you're a real person with real feelings, and you want to have conversations, not about what people need. You'd be surprised how many family members come forth that don't need anything or kind of quell their requests when you're proactive about it. You have to set boundaries up front. Otherwise, you're going to change your cell phone every week.
That's right.
Dr. Aldewon Tart, he is a psychologist. You've seen him on CNN and Headline News. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What kind of an effect? You work a lot with NBA guys. What was the effect that the bubble had on NBA players last year during the pandemic?
More than people realize. One, it was the isolation. So a lot of it is the isolation of having to stay in one place. I mean, that is a form of cruelty. If you think about it, if we're in jail and we fight, they put us in solitary confinement. And so I'm not saying that athletes are punished to that degree, but they were isolated from their comfort zone. They were isolated from their homes, isolated from their families, isolated from their coping mechanisms. And so what you saw is that teams who were close, who had strong bonds and connections, and people who had really developed self-discipline and habits outside of basketball, they were able to do fairly well. But when you're in that bubble for that amount of time, we saw a lot of depression. We saw a lot of anxiety. There was inner team turmoil simply from just being too close to one another all day. You know, not being able to see your wife, not being able to see your kids. And not being able to get away, this is the biggest one. Not being able to get away from the game of basketball was the biggest stressor, because it was there 24/7. So players are not excited about the bubble. They did it, but they had to give up so much. And a lot of times they didn't feel appreciated. That's the piece. They didn't feel appreciated by organizations for giving that up, and sometimes appreciated by the league. It's not just about going out there and hooping. It's about, do you understand what this is costing me as an athlete? And that's what players want. They want to be cared about and heard.
Now, when you look at mental health and the issues that people are dealing with today, especially athletes, what is the number one issue for athletes in today?
I'm going to go 1A and 1B, and you all tell me your vote. You know? All right, 1A, I'm going to say is relationships, all right? So relationship management. So that's relationship with your wife, dealing with temptation, dealing with travel, quality time with the kids, transitioning from the playing season to coming home is a big transition for a lot of players. And then number two, I mean, 1B is post-career transition. What do you do? Because most of us who are not athletes, we get more money and we get smarter and we have more opportunities as we get older. But professional athletes, they're in the prime of their career at 19, 21, 22, 30. And then they have to think about one day, how do I maintain this lifestyle for the next 50 years of my life? Mm-hmm. How do I was talking to an athlete, and he was offered an analyst position. They said they're going to pay him $250,000. And I said, oh, that's great. He said, I can't. What am I going to do with that little money? I started laughing. I was like, man, I'll take all that every day. But he was like, I'm used to getting that per game on the low end, you know? And so it's just the mindset. And so when he was able to break it down, he was like, yeah, it's a lot of money, but I'm used to having a certain lifestyle, and so is my family, and no one likes to downgrade. And I have to make this money stretch for the next 40 years. Those are the two biggest issues.
Dr. Aldewon Tarte, he is a mental health expert, a psychologist, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. We saw the Falcons' Hayden Hurst speak out last year on mental health issues. Dak Prescott of the Cowboys has been very vocal in talking about it. The conversation is happening. Is it making it less taboo?
Yes and no. So, one, the more athletes come forward, other athletes are looking. And it's a man thing, right? It's machismo. It's like, okay, do we admit that we have problems? And that's also, this is a business decision, you know? It's like you let someone know that you're struggling with something. The team is watching. Agents are watching, you know? Or do I act like I have it all together? And so when other guys come forward, it gives you permission to say, oh, the manly thing to do is to talk about your feelings, because we were trained just the opposite. And so with Hayden Hurst, you know, he went through all those, you know, the baseball career. He called it having the yips, but in reality it was an anxiety disorder, you know, that led to depression, that led to a suicide attempt, you know. And then after that, and this is what happens with most men, after that, he got the help. We want athletes, male and female, to get the help while they're playing, while they're going through things, so that, but it has to be done confidentially. And it has to be done in a way in which no one knows about it because of social media and the way they portray it. But if you're able to, normalize it and give them the privacy, your players benefit, because you have no, we all know, but the general public has no idea of the stress that's carried from having to compete. I was talking to an athlete the other day, said I had to compete with 22-year-olds, my knees are every bit of 31. And I just don't know what I'm going to do afterwards, and I don't really know if I want to do this again. Plus, other things going on. So if you could just sit down and listen and support them as a whole person, I'm just talking to you athletes out there. You just feel so good that you have a place to go where none of your information gets out, and you can be treated like a human being, not like an athlete, just an athlete.
And I think that's key, because a lot of people I know who go to counseling and do a lot of things, I think the thing that they love the most is that, number one, they feel comfortable when they're in their sessions, right? And that's right. That's a big thing. Number two, they understand that whatever they're talking about is not going to be out on the streets and other people are going to know about it. And number three is that I think it's happening more now with today's athletes. Speaking up about things is more well known nowadays, more so than it was back in the day. So the pride issue has been let down and hasn't been guarding these guys from talking about what they're going through in their lives.
You're right, and then, you know, that toxic masculinity. It says, you know, you don't cry, you don't show pain, you don't show emotions. But we're not cyborgs. We're not trees. We have feelings. We have emotions. I actually care about what y'all say in the media. I actually care about my family only calling me about what they need. And in the minute I need something, they don't pick up the phone. And so what I explain, especially to men, is that who's the stronger man? The man who's able to talk about what's going on and be healthy and whole for his family, or the man who buries it and drinks and smokes and sexes and has anger issues and can't sleep and anxiety disorders and all these things that end up not only hurting you, also hurting your career and your family, in addition to affairs that men have trying to cope, trying to feel better. Mm-hmm. They actually lament. They wish they would have had this sooner. because they never were introduced to a place where they can actually take off that Superman and Batman cape and, you know, Black Panther cape and just be able to admit, I have some fears here. I have some anxieties. I have some stressors. I don't really like football that much. And I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do afterwards to still support my family.
Dr. Aldewon Tart, Dr. Tart, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciated you sharing your insight on this.
Hey, anytime.
Appreciate it, Doc.
Dr. Tart, yes, by the way, a psychologist, a minister, speaker, and, of course, relationship counselor. And you can catch him on CNN and Headline News as well. He's was with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.